way. Huberto walks in, makes a move, and he scores! Jonathan Huberto! And he scores! Alexander Barkov! What a move! He's giving the Panthers the lead once again!
Welcome to Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Florida Panthers. Here are your hosts, Jameson Olive and Doug Plakins.
Hey everybody, welcome into Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Florida Panthers, presented as always by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. Doug Plagans, Jameson Olive here with you as always. And my goodness, do we have an exciting episode to bring your way today. A featured guest, a special guest coming up in just a little bit. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to chat with Anton Lindell, Panthers draft pick, first round back in 2020, which, again, the draft from last year feels like so long ago, but it really wasn't, and there's a ton of hype and high expectations around Anton Lindell, who's had a really nice season since being drafted by the Panthers, again, 12th overall back in 2020. I know a lot of folks really excited to see him begin the next chapter of his hockey career, and congratulations certainly in order to him. Agreed to terms on his entry-level contract with the Panthers, so lots of excitement there. Jameson, how in the heck are you?
I'm doing good. We haven't had to get to the point of the offseason where we had to get creative yet. We thought this week maybe no news, but out of nowhere, here we go. We have a whole
show. So what you're saying is here on Territory Talk, if you're looking for creativity, you've come to the wrong podcast.
No, this is an Anton Lundell show. No, but first, I got to say happy birthday, Doug Plagans. Well,
thank you very much.
I know some people have already given you some shout-outs on Twitter.
At the time of this recording, I have been 36 years old for 4 hours and 3 minutes.
So you probably got 2 years left on your deal. I'm assuming 36, maybe they can squeeze a bit more out of you, but do you think you're getting bought out if you were a hockey player this offseason?
Yeah, I'm at that point in time where I've thought about that before. I think it started to hit me in my, a few years ago where I was at that age. I was, geez, if I were a pro athlete, there'd be a lot of skeptics coming out to talk about my declining skill level. So
I feel pretty good. 36, you're getting bought out, but then taking a flyer on a championship team at minimum value. I think you're cup hunting from here on out.
I think I still have a lot to offer to a ball club with my experience.
But no, once again, happy birthday, Doug Plagans. But no, things are good. The offseason took the first vacation of the offseason. It's been a long time since I've used the V word. It's been, obviously with everything going on, from going right from the pandemic right into the hockey season where you couldn't do anything. So nice to get out of town, went to Universal Studios, rode the brand new Velocicoaster. Gotta say, it was amazing. Big fan of Jurassic Park, had a good time, did all the Harry Potter World stuff, had a butter beer, felt good. But Doug, I didn't even tell you this yet because I haven't seen you. So it's vacation. I think I'm finally getting away from the hockey world. I think I'm finally taking a 48-hour break from the Panthers, that's a long one when you work for the Panthers. We live and breathe this stuff. So I get to the hotel, have a good night's sleep, go down to the Starbucks at the hotel the next morning. And who do you think I see in line at the Starbucks? And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to give you three guesses. It's two guys, but one played for the Panthers this season. Who is the least likely person you think I would have seen at that Starbucks at the Orlando Resort in the morning? Played for the Panthers this season. Unlikely that you'd see him there.
Unlikely to be seen at Starbucks.
In Orlando at Universal.
Now, this is where it gets tricky, though, because, we've been on the road with the Panthers.
Yes.
And boarding the bus to the arena with the coffee cup in hand is kind of part of the uniform.
I don't think you can get into those kind of semantics because all the guys do drink coffee. I don't think there's a non-coffee drinker among them. But just a guy you wouldn't expect. You look at the roster. There's guys we look at and say, I might bump into this guy somewhere. A guy you don't think you'd bump into.
You don't think you'd bump into.
At Universal Studios Resort at Starbucks. Three guesses.
Three guesses.
Played for the Panthers this season. And was finished the season with the Panthers.
All right.
The other name's also exciting, but that's harder to guess.
So they had a friend that you knew?
Yes, there were two people. One does not play for the Panthers, but he was an NHL player.
So I'm going to say it's a veteran guy.
I'll give you one help by saying it's kind of a veteran guy. He's older, not old, still younger than 30.
You saw Juho Lamico at Starbucks.
I wish, no.
That was one of my guesses.
Yeah.
You saw, let's see.
I'll give you two hints if you miss this one and you only have one guess left.
You saw Franklin the Tanklin at Starbucks.
Oh, no. I would have told everyone if that happened. So I will give you...
Last guess.
I'll give you two hints here. Not a rookie, and he's a Euro. Played for the Panthers this season. It's really tough. I say it's a guy you're
somebody
not going to guess.
Somebody who brought the family?
There was a stroller. I don't know if which player's stroller it was, but there was a stroller.
Radko Gudas.
No. It was Nikita Gusev.
Nikita Gusev.
And you know who he was there with?
Who?
Dmitry Kulikov. Former Panther.
Old friend of the program.
And it was one of those things where I didn't even say hi because I haven't talked to Cooley in a locker room in probably 7 years or six, whatever, however long it's been. And we only did like one Zoom with Gusev this year because we're not seeing him in person.
Right.
So he doesn't know who the heck I am, but I got a Panther shirt on because I'm always repping. I'm always doing that guerrilla marketing wherever I go. But it was probably like 15 feet away. And it's one of those things where you see it and you immediately know who it is. But in your brain, you still have to do like the it can't be kind of thing, even though you know exactly who it is. So then Gusev turns and he's got a shirt on that says the Golden Goose. And that's when I'm like, all right, we're good.
The giveaway,
yes. So, yeah, Nikita Gusev, Dmitry Kulikov, also enjoying everything Universal Studios has to offer. So we shared a vacation. It was nice.
Yeah, I've been to Universal before. I haven't been. Last time I went to Universal, Earthquake was still there. Jaws.
Oh, that's a ways. Yeah, I know. You're talking old school Universal now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... But that's what a random occurrence that you have.
Yeah, because you really don't run into a lot of Panthers in the offseason because a lot go back home. So it is kind of random to run into. During the season, in normal times, if you're on Los Solis, you might bump into a guy. But in the summer, it's only a handful of guys that stick around.
Yeah, that's a really an interesting encounter that you had there.
Yeah, I never would have guessed.
Glad you're able to get away for the weekend.
What Jameson Olive, small world.
Yeah, very small world. And Jameson Olive, he is indeed a walking billboard for the Florida Panthers.
That's intentional. I can vouch for this. If I go to a theme park, I always have at least one Panther item on, hat or shirt. Gotta be you know, waist up, because the way I look at it is, how many pictures am I stumbling into the background of?
Good point.
At a theme park.
People take a lot of pictures now.
I'm on Facebook pages. I'm on refrigerators. I'm in probably family rooms across the U.S. and Europe and beyond, anywhere in the world. It's a park that draws everyone. Panther gear. I'm a walking billboard when I'm at theme parks.
And pictures are taken so much now. You think back in the day, you used to have to be selective. You used to get 27 exposures on that throwaway camera, and you didn't want to burn one. And you knew the last one was probably just going to get zapped anyways because it was the end of the roll. So by then, you're down to 26. And you had to be selective, and you had to make sure that everything was set up perfectly for those pictures. Nowadays, with these newfangled camera phones, I can swing and miss on 800 shots, and it just doesn't even matter.
But when you think about it, I mean, especially with how often I go to theme parks, I'm an annual pass holder at Universal, I'm in the background of probably thousands of photos across the world.
Yep.
Repping the Panthers.
You are. You're probably on a lot of people's Facebook pages.
And a lot of fridges, I hope.
Yes. That's where it gets to be an honor.
That is an honor. That is an honor. But no, it's nice. And now you're going on vacation here. This is your last in-studio territory talk for a little bit.
Yep. Going to go up to North Carolina and see my folks for a little bit here coming up. And then take it easy.
A belated birthday party, maybe?
Yes. I'd imagine that's going to be in the cards coming up here. So we'll get some family time, get to hang out a little bit, and then we've got lots to get to over the course of the off season. And you know, before too long, we'll be preparing for the NHL draft and things like that, and everything that you come to know and expect over the course of an NHL off season. I have to keep reminding myself. The whole hockey calendar is basically pushed back a month.
It's thrown off.
So we're already way into this, this off season here. It's already June 9th. I like how I had to look at the date after we were just discussing what my birthday was. I had to look over and see what date it was. So it's June 9th, and we are already well into this off. That shows that as the years go by. You know, everybody understand when you're like 10 years old, you can see your birthday coming.
Well, and your friends are also excited because they know a party's coming, and your friends want to, you know,
and they want to come over in the backyard, and
they want cake,
all that stuff. And you know, for me, like I think it's not until the calendar flips to June, it's like, oh, I got a birthday coming up.
If it wasn't for Facebook, I think I'd remember one birthday, maybe.
Yours.
My fiance's, and mine's even a little tough. I remember mine because it's Steve Goldstein's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And Ty Smolanik, who joined the club this year of the Jan 20 B-Days.
Well, I think I share a birthday with one or two famous people. We'll get some
information. You're a famous person.
debatable.
You're verified.
I do have the blue check mark on Twitter. So,
all your fast food takes, people know, are coming directly from you. That is you, not an imposter.
Yes, and again, thanks for the birthday wishes, and again, lots to get to here on this episode of Territory Talk. But diving right in
to James, one guy who's not even 20 yet.
Yes, diving right in to the subject of our featured conversation this week, our featured guest coming up. We're going to hear from Anton Lundell, Panthers first round pick back in all the way back in 2020. So really turning back the clock. Anton Lundell's going to join us here in a few moments. And Jameson, it was one of those draft picks where at the draft, Panthers are picking at number 12. And I think there were a lot of folks saying, wow, wouldn't it be nice if this guy fell to the Panthers at 12? And that was how highly he was viewed in hockey circles. People were thinking that if he went 12th to the Panthers, that he would have to fall to the Panthers at number 12.
I think I saw him as high as like 5 on a lot of mock drafts.
He just is one of those guys that you read all the scouting reports, does everything. He's one of those guys that's just, you know, he's good in every aspect of the game and you know, mature and hockey IQ beyond his years, things like that. So there were people saying, wow, if this guy fell to the Panthers, that'd be a great selection. Sure enough, he was there at number 12. Panthers made sure they got him. From the second he was drafted, all the experts weighing in from across the hockey world, from all corners of the hockey universe, praising the pick that Bill Zito had just made. Anton Lundell, number 12, great selection for the Florida Panthers. And as time's gone on, that opinion has not weakened at all. Everybody still says this Anton Lundell selection, a great draft pick for the Panthers last year. And then the body of work that Anton turned in this season, whether it was playing in Liga, whether it was playing at the World Juniors, at the World Championships, he excelled at every level against a wide variety of competition.
Offense, on big stages.
Yeah, on big stages against guys, in a lot of cases, older than him, playing in Liga. Scored goals. Solid defensively, looks like a guy who fits the mold, looks like a blue chip NHL prospect, Jameson.
Yeah, no, he does, and he did fall, and the only reason I think he fell is because he was a little banged up during his draft year, and I think, you know, you go back years, and so many good players were passed over because typically they were small. Remember that? That was the thing for a while. Now no one cares how big you are. You look at Cole.
New NHL. Yeah,
they don't care
different.
Anymore. And I think that's going to be the next trend is teams still pass on guys if they were a little banged up or injured in their draft year. The Panthers benefited a lot from drafting those guys this year. I mean, obviously Lundell fell. They got Ty Smolanik probably about 30 picks before he would have gone if he wasn't, you know, banged up the year before as well. So I think the Panthers, that's kind of what they did during the draft this year, and I think it's really going to benefit them. I think this is going to be a really good draft class. But, of course, just being the top of the crop, Anton Lundell, the first guy we're going to see, going to be at Panthers training camp. Bill Zito said he's going to fly over there and get him himself. That's how excited he is for this kid. So that's the thing is, the moment the Panthers made the pick, everyone said, great pick, what a steal. No one even said, you know what, there was no one who was saying, oh, that's where he should have gone. Everyone said, he's falling, steal, what a pick. And ever since then, all those people have been patting themselves on the back because he's been great at everything he's done since then. And Doug, you got the numbers, you know, from his Liga season and his Worlds and all that, but really impressive, you know, leaps and bounds growth from Anton Lundell this season. And the interesting thing is, you know, you mentioned what he did at the World Juniors, really kind of captain the team, and I wouldn't say put the team on his back, but was really driving a lot for that team in all the zones. In the faceoff circle, I remember the World Juniors, he barely ever lost a faceoff. He was so good. So that was impressive because that was him going up against all the best players his age. Where at the Worlds, not all the best players, but grown men. That's the thing.
Yep.
So he got a taste of
adults.
Yeah, a taste of a lot of different things. And of course, in Liga, you know, one of the best leagues in the world. Doug, you got the numbers right there.
Yeah, Jameson put me in charge of the Territory Talk
working,
math department.
He's working the math
today.
Department.
So
today.
If 2+2 ends up equaling 3 by the end of this episode, there's a reason why. But Anton Lundell, 16 goals in 26 games over in Liga this season, playing for HIFK Helsinki, but nearly a point a game there, upped his goal total from 10 the previous season to 16. And now with that probably also came additional ice time, you know, play.
He's playing about 19 a game.
Yeah, and ice time in different situations that maybe were more conducive to putting pucks in the net. So that could be a reason for the goal scoring totals. But got a little bit of playoff time over there. And at the World Juniors, over a point a game, 6 goals in 7 games, 10 points total in those 7 games at the World Juniors. So as you said, Jameson performed
And at the World Championships led Finland in scoring 7 points in 10 games.
And
so,
was a captain for the World Junior team as
well.
Yeah,
he was. So I'm like, once again, we're getting really far ahead of ourselves, but I'm going to say this right now is obviously if the NHL's back at the next Olympics, can you imagine Barkey and Lundell, Team Finland? I'm picking Team Finland to win gold if they get all the bodies they're supposed to get.
Yeah, they're going to have, they would have a loaded roster, so certainly something to look forward to, look ahead to. But, and you brought up another point there, Jameson, and maybe this could be something that we could almost do over the offseason months, maybe as a side conversation, just analyzing the way that the game has changed, because you talk about the profiles of players that used to fit the mold in the different eras, and I know you look at centermen that have the size, the height that a guy like Barkov or Ryan Getzlaff or some of these big heavy centermen have had over the years, and sure you can't teach size, but tell that to Sidney Crosby. He's not a hulking figure by any means, but he is as strong as they come on the ice. Basically, what I'm saying is you don't need to be the size of Eric Lindros to be a dominant center in the National Hockey League anymore.
No, and one of the best things working in Lindros' favor is he's going to come over here and he's going to get to learn from old man Barkov, who's the elder statesman now here at 25 years old among Florida centers for the most part.
And Lindell said that he did put on muscle, yeah. Over the course of that offseason, and really credited that for a lot of the success that he was able to have as he continues to grow. Let's not forget, this guy doesn't turn 20 years old until early October. So he's still got a lot of room to grow and a lot of different not just his game, but again,
when
being
does he
19
turn 20?
Old,
what's the B day?
He turns 20 in October 3rd.
So that'd probably be before the season starts. I was hoping for like maybe a debut birthday type dynamic thing there, but the Disney movie's not going to write itself, I guess. I guess we're going to have to take some liberties. But yeah, Doug, no, really excited for Anton Lundell. I know all of our fans are as well. Super hype prospect, deserving of all the hype. And you just throw him in that pool now of, Lundell, Tippett, Denisenko, Heppeniemi, Spencer Knight, all these guys that are so young and already so good that are going to be making an impact, and now lifting up the guys above them who are suddenly the veterans, the Barkovs, Huberdos, Ekblads, Uyghurs. There's just the dynamic, everything's falling into place here, Doug, and Anton Lindell is obviously a big part of that.
Yeah, really excited to see him when he gets over here, and not only a big part of the Panthers and their plans, but a big part of this episode, Jameson. Territory Talk is always presented by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers, and on that note, let's dive right into our featured conversation this week. Big thanks to our guest, Anton Lindell, for stopping by. All right, well, Anton, first, thanks for stopping by here today. Congratulations. And the first thing I got to ask you is just how excited are you for this next chapter in your hockey career to start here as you look ahead to next season?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like, my dream has always been playing in the NHL, and now I have to have a chance to come over and make it true. And I've been working really hard a long time. And of course the work just begins from here, but I'm ready for battle for the spot, and just want to play hockey and win some games.
And Anton, we see your draft jersey behind you. You drafted back in October. For us, that seems not too long ago. Has this been a really quick year for you? I mean, from draftee to actually signing with the Panthers, a pretty quick transition.
Yeah, it has been a really, really quick and like a season I will remember for a longer time. Like, it has been really fun.
And it was a season that was different in a lot of ways, but Anton, it seemed like wherever you were playing this year, pucks were going in the net for you. As far as the scoring was concerned, what did you think worked well for you in the goal scoring department this year?
Yeah, I think one big key was like my last summer. I was able to practice here in Finland for a long time when the season was cancelled and cut off earlier. And then I did get a good start for the season, and it just felt like everything was going right for me. And it's a good feeling, and it's fun to play then when you have that confidence.
And your two kind of biggest events of the year were the World Juniors back in January. You captained Finland to a bronze medal. Then, of course, a couple of days ago, the World Championships, you won a silver. obviously very different competition, you know, the U20 and then playing with the bigger guys. How different were those two tournaments for you? Because you produced at both of them, but just in terms of, you know, the on-ice action, how were they different?
Yeah, there's a little bit different, but like it's a really good teams in both tournaments, like the best teams in World Juniors. Like the games are really, really fast, and there's a lot of good prospects, like NHL players for the years to come. And of course, the men's world championship also, it was one big opportunity for me to show everybody how good I can play, and just try to enjoy every moment and help my team to win and success.
And at the World Championships, a lot of those guys you played against are currently in the NHL. Did that give you some confidence, you know, heading into next season and, you know, having success against guys that are in the league you're trying to get into right now?
Yeah, of course. Like, I was able to play against NHL players, and it felt really good, and I could play really good against them, and I have a lot of confidence, and that gave me even more. And now I'm really excited to and looking forward for the next step and come over to Florida.
And kind of going off of that, you know, playing over in Liga, you've been playing, you know, as teammates with and against a lot of guys that are older than you, you know, much older than you, guys that have a lot of experience at a lot of different levels of professional hockey. How has that helped you grow as a player, you know, at such a young age? How much has that helped your skills?
Yeah, really much, really much. Yeah, when you play with older guys, like, the only thing they want to do is help you all the time. They just try to give some tips for you, and if you need anything, you can ask. And that's one of the better things, like to have good teammates who just want you to success. And as I said, it has been really fun to play in Finland also. And I think I'm ready for the next step.
And I remember going back to the Liga season, I talked to you after you had that 4-goal game earlier in the year, and you said it was one of those games where you felt like you could just do anything you wanted. As you've gotten better this year, were there more games like that where you just kind of went on the ice and felt like, hey, I can do whatever I want out here?
Yes, some games. And it's an unbelievable feeling when you just enjoy the game and get some goals or whatever you get, but it feels like everything comes on your side, and you just enjoy playing.
And coming over now, I mean, coming over to the NHL, I'm sure you watched it all the time growing up. Has that hit you yet that, you know, that's the NHL and that's where you're headed right now? You're going to be, you know, heading, fighting for that spot in training camp, or is that going to maybe not really hit you till you get here?
No, it hasn't hit me yet, but of course, I think when I come over, I maybe realize what's going on. But I just try to improve my own game and myself. And of course, I'm ready for the next step. And I haven't been thinking that much for the next year yet. But during the summer, I will prepare myself and get a good summer practice and be ready for the next step.
Anton, with obviously you being busy playing your own games, having your own season, and, you know, the time change or the time difference can be a challenge too, but were you able to keep in touch, keep tabs with the season the Panthers were having this year? Because they had a really nice season, and it's a really exciting time for the organization overall.
Yeah. I watch a lot of games, more of the highlights, but some games too. But it was really, really fun to see that how good job the organization and the players, the staff, all everybody has done. And that's one thing, like, more that because of it, I'm really excited to come. There's a good thing going on, and I want to help whatever I can do.
And Anton, we were just on a call with you. You said you might come to South Florida sometime around August. Obviously, you just wrapped up a wild couple months with all the hockey you were playing. What's next for you until then? When do you start training? Do you train with any NHLers? Kind of what's your routine going to be for the next couple of weeks or months?
Yeah, we have a group of players. We work during summers, and there's NHL players too, and we have been working for years with them. So I will practice with them and prepare myself for the next season. Now I maybe take 1 or 2 week rest after the long season, but then I will start to focus on my practicing, and then I will be ready for the next season when it comes.
And you talk about maybe a rest there. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of time to get to know you in the future, but just for a little bit here, first time, when you have time off, when you're not playing hockey, what are you doing? How do you spend your time?
Most of the time, I just take it easy or seeing friends or doing something, some other sports. Like I like to do things like that. And then I like to fishing. During the summers, we have a summer place. I spend a lot of time there on the summers and just enjoying the Finnish summer here.
you talk about fishing. I mean, obviously, Florida's a great spot for that. Hockey's number one priority, but at some point, how much are you looking forward to getting out, you know, on the ocean and dropping your line on the water and catching some fish down here?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I have never been like there fishing, so. But I'm sure there's bigger fishes than here.
Anton, I got to say, a couple of years ago, Jameson and I had a chance to go to Helsinki with the Panthers. We loved it. We had a great time, really enjoyed it. So you have a beautiful country. But I had to ask you, too, when we were there, we noticed that the Panthers have seemed to be a team that the hockey fans in Finland really liked. And obviously Alexander Barkov has a big reason to do with that, but also there have been some really good Finnish players who have either been with the Panthers in the past or are part of the organization right now. How exciting is it to, you know, to be coming to the Panthers where there's a good group of Finnish guys here?
Yeah, I'm really excited for that too. Like, I think it will help me a lot when I can speak some Finnish also. And I think they will help me a lot. And I'm looking forward to meet them and catch up.
Well, I know we can't wait to see you down here. We can't wait to get to meet you in person. And once again, I just want to tell you congratulations and thanks very much for taking some time out for us today.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Anton Lundell for stopping by, for joining us on this week's edition of Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Panthers, which as always is presented by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. Great to catch up with him right there. Took a lot away from not only the conversation, but also had his media availability shortly before we had that little, did the segment with him right there. But he's excited. You sense that, and he can't wait to come over and help the Panthers organization in any way possible.
Yeah, no, you can tell he's excited, and it has been a wild year. Like we said, in less than a year, drafted, you know.
A whirlwind.
World Junior Championships, bronze. World Championship silver. You know, a full season in Liga, plus playoffs. So he definitely deserves that break. He said he's going to take that couple weeks, and then I'm sure he'll get right back to work, getting ready for a huge potential year here with the Panthers. So it's going to come fast. He's going to be here before we know it, and really excited for everything Anton Lundell has to offer.
Yeah, really excited to see him come over and begin this next chapter of his hockey career. Jameson, you raised your hand.
One thing I forgot to say is the day's going so fast. I did get a chance to chat with Alexander Barkov this morning at a hospital event. You know, he's making a big donation. Barky in the community, love to see it. But I did get a chance to ask him about Anton, and he actually said he because I asked him about the Selke too, and we'll get to that in another episode. But he said, you know, that kind of surprised him. But this news did not surprise him at all. When the news broke that Anton had signed, he said he's really hyped for this kid. He sees all the highlights. He knows what he can do. And, of course, let's not forget Barkov, partial owner of his hometown team in Liga in Tampere, Tapara, which Lundell played a couple of times this year. So he said he watched a little bit closer during those games and liked what he saw from this guy. So to get kind of that, you know,
the Barkov seal of approval
off the bat, I'm sure is going to do good things for his confidence coming over.
Yeah, that's got to be
how weird is it now that Barkey is now that elder statesman that way? All the Finnish players are like, oh, I grew up watching Barkov, and I'm like, oh man, we are getting old.
And for those wondering, I know a lot of folks always like to wonder who a guy looked up to, who a guy followed as he was growing up. We've talked a lot about how Spencer Knight told us that he's always watched Carey Price's game. That was kind of the guy picked out. Anton Lundell, the one player that he said that he really enjoyed watching over the years was Pavel Datsyuk. And for a centerman who played a two-way game like Anton, a centerman who plays a two-way game like Anton Lundell, spent a lot of time watching Pavel Datsyuk, who was a centerman that played a two-way game as well in the National Hockey League and did it at a very high level for a long time.
And I'm still surprised how many guys we talk to. It's pretty much a question you hear every guy answer at the draft. And every year at the draft, you still hear a lot of Datsyuks. For who do you model your game after? Who's your idol? For defensemen, you still hear a lot of Lidstroms. And I think the guys coming up now, I'm hearing a lot more Patrick Kanes. But I feel like those three are the ones I hear the most, which is pretty interesting.
I think some of it's geographical too.
Yeah.
You probably get more highlights. If you're playing overseas, you might get more highlights of guys that are from your area, kind of thing. I'm sure there's some of that. But yeah, those are some of the names that we hear tossed around quite a bit. And I think. We've asked a number of Swedish players as well, and Nick Lidström is always one of the first two names that tends to come up with the career that he had. So yeah, I know a lot of folks always like to know who is this guy's favorite player, who did he like to watch. I know I love hearing that too, as somebody who thinks of himself as a historian of the game.
Well, now you're 36. I think you can officially say that.
Yes, are you trying to tell me I'm history? Jameson Olive here with this artifact known as Doug Plagans.
Yes.
On Territory Talk.
Well, last thing I got to ask now that we've gotten through the Anton Lundell section back to just the silliness is you're going to be heading to North Carolina. You're going to be driving up with our videographer, Dave Courtney.
Yes.
Friend of the program.
Yep.
That's what.
Our parents live in similar areas.
10-hour drive?
By the time you stop to dine, yeah.
How are you killing the drive?
Talking. Driving.
No, what are you jamming to, though?
So here's what I'm anticipating. There will be... I'm anticipating some talk radio, which I am a listener of. And when you're on that long drive, the satellite radio really comes in handy because you never lose the signal. So probably some of that, probably will be some tunes because Dave and I have very similar, the Venn diagram of our music.
Yes.
Has a lot of crossover.
Yes.
So we will be probably listening to that. And then, near the, in the later stage, there's never any shortage of conversation as well. But with Dave and I. So he's going to be a great... We've done it before. This isn't the first time he will have accompanied me on the drive up to North Carolina. Again, our parents live in similar areas, so it's going to be a lot of fun. He's a good road trip and partner, and we sit next to each other on the plane too on the Panthers road trip. So looking forward to getting that back in order in the fall.
And who knows, if you stop at a rest stop or a restaurant, you might run into
Nikita Gusev.
Nikita Gusev and Dmitry Kulikov. They might just be touring the whole East Coast for all we know. They're out there.
Yeah, they're somewhere south of Columbia, South Carolina.
Are you going to stop at south of the border is the question.
What's that?
First
I've heard of it.
Are you serious? You really never heard of south of the border?
First I've heard of it.
It's the giant, like, sombrero when you cross the border from North and South Carolina. And there's, like, signs all across, like, 95 for the whole way up and the whole way back for, like, hundreds of miles.
I was probably so focused on looking for a quick trip.
You've never been or even heard of south of the border?
No, first of all.
Have you even seen a bumper sticker? Like, people have bumper stickers everywhere.
And I've done this drive a ton.
Wow, you might have to stop. I'm going to text Dave and tell him you got to stop, because that's an experience. That was a road trip experience for me, driving all the family to always drive from Long Island down to Florida. Always stop at south of the border.
Interesting.
The reward for us in the back.
You didn't expect to get a first I've heard of it.
No,
that.
I did not. I mean, is that the first I've heard of it of 36?
I think so.
Not the last. It won't be
It won't be the last. getting back to a topic from earlier in the show, you can still buy disposable cameras?
I would buy them just for the sound.
The click?
Just for the click.
The sound when you get to the end of the roll, that was demoralizing.
I won't even just take photos of anything. I'll just click and just roll, click. Like, reep, 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 reep.
Remember the ones you could take in the pool, the waterproof ones? Those were like an extra $5.
They were just in a plastic case. There's, yeah. there's nothing
they
fancy
worked,
about
though.
Them.
Yeah, they worked. They did work. It was those were a lot of fun.
Well, I know fans expect a lot of good North Carolina photos on Twitter, so you got to keep them coming.
I'll have to get
or
my...
Or road trip photos.
Well, I mean, it's going to take some time because I'll have to get my disposable camera pictures developed. Can you still do that? You can.
Okay.
But do we have a dark room around here someplace we could go?
It's a big enough building. I'm sure they do.
We'll sort that out, and maybe we'll have an answer for you in next week's edition of Territory Talk, or maybe we'll just change the subject by then. But, folks, we thank you very much for being on board with us today. As always, can't thank you all enough for supporting Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Panthers, presented, as always, by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. Huge thanks. Couldn't have done it without Anton Lindell today. Great to talk to him. Big thanks to him for stopping by. We can't wait to have him on a future episode of Territory Talk. So, once again, big thanks to our special guest. Big thanks to all of you. For Jameson Olive, I'm Doug Plagans, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Florida Panthers. For all your Panthers news and information, follow FLA Panthers on Twitter.